And a great show in town tonight if you're up and about in St. Paul. Vucare is the venue. And the band appearing, they call themselves Velvet Caravan. I have two members of the group in studio with us. We'll start with violinist Ricardo Ochoa. Hello, Ricardo.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Welcome. I'm doing well. And we have Jimmy Grant, right?
Yes.
And Jimmy is the guitarist. Welcome to you, too.
How we doing?
Oh, very good. Now, you guys up from Savannah, Georgia. Tell us what you're obviously not a native to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, come
Georgia,
on.
Georgia, Ricardo.
This southern accent that I have, isn't it?
Yes, it's a different kind of Georgian accent, I think.
Oh, maybe. Southern, no, yeah. Yeah, I'm not from Savannah, but we are based in Savannah, Georgia, in the low country.
Okay.
And yeah, we just travel here. Been traveling for a couple of days to get up here for you.
Okay. So. You're on kind of a Midwestern tour. You were telling me you guys are going to Des Moines, and you're headed, did you say Indiana as well, or just Iowa?
Yeah, correct. Columbus, Indiana. Okay. We're going to be there on Saturday. Tomorrow is at Des Moines, at the temple.
Okay.
In Des Moines.
And sweet. Yeah. And you're the group's founder, I take it, right?
One of the founders.
One
yes,
of the founders.
Yes, yes. I think everybody is a founder because it happened very organically.
You're all co-founders then.
Co-founders, huh? Yes. Okay. And, of course, Jimmy is the one that has joined the band recently, finally moved from Oakland. We convinced him to move
Oakland.
To Savannah with his family. And now we're working really hard with him. But the group started very organically. And so we kind of everybody started trickling into this restaurant that I started playing with the original guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually the guys started trickling in. And the sound began.
So. Okay. And Savannah is a very unique city. I imagine they have a very unique music scene too, right?
It's a very
funky little town.
It is. A lot of southern. There's a lot of metal, actually, coming out of Savannah, which is
heavy metal?
Heavy metal,
headbanging
yes.
music. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. That's not something I would have necessarily deduced.
No, not at all. But
okay.
Good jazz, good bluegrass, good blues. And good gypsy now.
Okay. Now, that's it's kind of a loaded term, right? I mean, when you're talking about gypsy music, I used to think of mainly hot club and Balkan dance styles, but it encompasses so much more these days. Maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah,
what's a typical set like for you guys?
So the essence of gypsy jazz is it's Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli,
of course.
Mid-1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And they started the Hot Club de France and fantastic quintet, and they really wanted to play jazz. They didn't want to be categorized as gypsy jazz. They hated that. I mean, that was a derogatory word.
People like Coleman Hawkins that they were working with, so that was
But so they wanted to play with and like the great jazz players of the time, Lou Armstrong,
mm-hmm.
Duke Ellington.
Sure.
They happened not to be playing a brass instrument or a bass or a piano. They happened to play string instruments. So they were pushed away a lot, but they can really swing. They swang really, really hard.
That's for sure. And they kind of redefined swing, didn't they? Because at the time, everyone was thinking, as you say, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Benny Goodman, which, of course, was perfectly swinging. But this is a whole different tradition, isn't it, really?
Correct. And then what happens is that they had the language of the Romanians, the Hungarians, this that sound, those scales. But they started doing American music, American songs with that. You know, spice, that paprika, that Hungarian paprika.
Right. The Zeged, right? So what's a typical set? Why don't you, first of all, break down the band. Tell us who it is besides yourselves and what we can expect tonight again at Vucare. 7:15, I think, is first set. And then you're probably going to do one closer to 9-ish.
Correct.
But
yeah.
Tell us who's there and what kind of stuff you're going to be doing. If you got recordings out, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So we... Of course, Jimmy Grant here with me, who's the essence of the guitar player and really the essence of the band, sort of the core of the sound. Then we have Eric Dunn on bass, who's a southern bass player.
And this is actually his first time leaving Savannah.
Oh, is that right? Really?
No.
No, I was going to say, that's unheard of in this day and age. You got me. Okay.
And then we got... Jesse Monkman, who's a fantastic percussionist, and he's actually a classically trained marimba player and a classical percussionist in general. But he plays in a trap set that is a combination of cajon and some other drums, Gretsch drums and
cool.
such.
Okay.
So there's a, from there, there's a lot of Latin flavor into the tune. So, okay. And then lastly, we have Jared Hall, who's a pianist and organ, and a Hammond organ, and also accordion player.
Okay.
So he brings the honky-tonk to it.
Say, does he bring the B3 too? Or,
we have a Leslie. He has a different keyboard. He has an SK2, which is a Hammond.
Yeah.
And then we have a Leslie speaker.
It's tough to travel with a real B3, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also tough to find places that have them.
Yeah. No, they're getting very rare nowadays.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to favor us with a little in-studio, I think. If you've got you got your instruments, you might as well put them to good use, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a swing tune. This is called Not to Swing, and it's a... sort of a more typical yet more up-to-date gypsy jazz tune. So it's not from the era of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, but it's the later generations. It's called Not to Swing. And we're going to do the guitar and violin version of it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, in studio, two members of Velvet Caravan, Ricardo Ochoa on the violin, Jimmy Grant did the guitar. Some swinging stuff there, guys. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping in. And one more time, we'll mention the show is at Vucare tonight. Just a one-night stand, huh? Too bad we can't do a couple, right?
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe
we'll
come back.
Several days here.
And I mentioned recordings earlier. I did go to your website. Looks like you got definitely the usual amount of YouTube videos and stuff. Do you guys have a disc out or just a download
of some
kind?
We have one that we recorded in 2014, and then we're working on the new album, you know, and that has to do a lot with the fact that Jimmy now is on full-time. And we have some very interesting stuff coming up and some recordings with singers, working with an opera singer from New York.
Oh, wow.
And some other jazz singers. So we have a variety of shows and ideas for recording. But next year is key on the amount of recordings that we're going to put out. So
okay.
Keep an eye. And then singles are coming out in within the next few months.
So singles, like actual singles.
Actual singles.
What a great idea.
They won't be printed on 45.
No. You could, though.
It's true.
Picture sleeves and everything, right?